You're listening to a podcast from the Media Motel. Coming up this week in episode 236, a winter special, Terence Dackham with a mix of music, sounds and poetry to reflect the winter season. Getting us underway, Paul Weller and Wildwood.
On the road out of Woking and head towards Newlands Corner on the Surrey Hills, you pass a sign at the gateway to a house, and that sign says Wild Wood. It looks a bit mysterious, and each time I pass it, I wonder if it was the inspiration for Paul Weller and the song we just heard there. Extraordinary where the time goes. Now 22 years old, Paul Weller and Wild Wood. Welcome to podcast 236. I'm Terence Dackham with a seasonal special celebrating winter. No Christmas songs, no sleigh bells, but with some gorgeous sounds, poetry, music that evoke the spirit of winter.
Stay. trust. It's a talent and it's our style. So put on your hat because our forecast is rain clouds. Such a bore, embarrassed and still we are hanging on. We have stayed too long, and we're left to a trip to see the Euro sights. Our money is gone, where do we belong? We have stayed too long. Sick of living here, we're such a mess. Cause the government, they're our lives. So put on your hat because our forecast is rain clouds.
Winter Sundays by Robert Hayden. Sundays too, my father got up early and put his clothes on in the blue-black cold. Then, with cranked hands that ached from labour in the weekday weather-made, banked fires blaze. No one ever thanked him. I'd wake and hear the coal splintering, breaking. When the rooms were warm, he'd call, and slowly I would rise and dress, fearing the chronic angers of that house. Speaking indifferently to him, who had driven out the cold, and polished my good shoes as well. What did I know? What did I know? Of loves, austere, and lonely offices?
I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring. On a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, and then softly leave. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. They should the door to my summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, and then softly leave. And it's me you need to show. How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to learn. Cause we're living in a world of fools, breaking us down. They should all just let us be. We belong to you and me. How deep is your love?
We heard the splendid Josh Rouse with Winter in the Hamptons. Robert Hayden's poem, a heartbreaking poem really, about winter Sundays with his father. And then the unusual stylings of Greg Kirsten and Inara George, The Bird and the Bee. And they specialise in unconventional treatments of songs. And that was their version of How Deep Is Your Love. From feedback from listeners to our podcasts, I know that a lot of people listen to them within hours, certainly days of them being recorded. But I don't know if this is a surprise or unusual to us, but an even larger number listen to podcasts quite some time after they're released. And sometimes, you know, people get in touch and they say, yeah, about that thing you said back in podcast 168 or something. And it makes me realise that podcasts can become more or less timeless. So that's a major reason why I haven't selected any Christmas records in this seasonal special, because I figured they might jar for anybody listening in June 2016 or whenever. Now, although this next track was recorded at Sunset Sound in Los Angeles, I think it generates a perfect atmosphere of a crisp English wintry morning. It's Everything But the Girl.
Meet me in the morning, have the motor running down frosty lanes under a glass blue sky. This is living, this is living. Heaven come to be a stranger. I haven't come to break your home. Haven't come to harm your children. I've come to be your love. Don't let the grass grow under your feet.
The sands of time keep running.
For now we lie down the street
with the engine running.
Meet me in the evening. Have the love fire burn. Down icy rains under a darkening sky. This is living. This is living. Heaven come to be a stranger. I haven't come to break your home. I haven't come to harm your children. I come to be your love. Don't let the grass grow under your feet.
Sands of time keep running.
For
stranger, I haven't come to break.
from my favourite Everything But The Girl album, The Language of Life. It's absolutely immaculately produced by Tommy Lipuma. Every single track on that album is a joy. A terrific studio band involved. And that track was Meet Me in the Morning. When I compiled an autumn special in the autumn, funnily enough, a number of people got in touch and they asked me about specific tracks, and many asked for a playlist. So at the end of this wintry compilation, I will run through a list of every track played, and I'll repeat the author and the titles of the poetry that I'm featuring today, all, by the way, splendidly read for us by Tom O'Bedlam. Here's another little section of Seasonal Splendour, and we're starting off with a short, almost baroque piece from Scott Walker.
You're like a winter night, your thoughts are frozen, you kiss your lovers in the snow. Too many icy tears glisten for someone. Watch the leaves as they shiver your loneliness. Your eyes are lanterns growing dim. I hum inside like the meadows in summer. Never light them up again.
Sonnet 97 by William Shakespeare. How like a winter hath my absence been from thee, the pleasure of the fleeting year. What freezings have I felt, what dark days seen, what old December's bareness everywhere. And yet this time removed was summer's time, the teeming autumn, big with rich increase, bearing the wanton burden of the prime, like widowed wombs after their lord's decease. Yet this abundant issue seemed to me but hope of orphans and unfathered fruit, for summer and his pleasures wait on thee, and thou away, the very birds are mute. Or if they sing, 'tis with so dull a cheer, that leaves look pale, dreading the winter's near.
I'm feeling rather sorry for a man I know. The world he holds in trembling hands is asking where to go. And as he stares out at me from the mirrored wall, I see that he is trying to cry, but the tears they will not fall. His life is passing by behind his tired eyes, like the colors in the January sky. Useless it is to question things concerning the past. Seems so very obvious that nothing at all can last. Just as sure as tomorrow will soon be yesterday, the love you thought you occupied will surely drift away.
keeps a small word for something that is so vast. But in it lies the future, the present and the past. And speaking now of changes, I sometimes feel the fear that the reason for the meaning will even disappear.
History has been a little unkind to Lindisfarne, as they're chiefly remembered these days for sort of raucous sing-alongs and cashing in by teaming up with Gazza and ruining one of their better-known songs. But back in 1971, all the kids at my school, anyway, all the cool kids had Lindisfarne's Fog on the Tyne album tucked under their arm, and it remains a great album. At the time of its release, it seemed rather mystical, possibly because of the cover, which added to that, but probably due in particular to the singular songwriting style of Alan Hull, and that was one of his songs from the album Fog on the Tyne. That was January Song. And then before Shakespeare's Sonnet 97, and actually what a lovely evocative opening line, How like a winter hath my absence been from thee, the pleasure of the fleeting year. That's lovely. Before that, we heard from his Fire Escape in the Sky, or more accurately from Scott 3, Scott Walker and Winter Nights. And at the time, in 1969, this was the point when many of Scott Walker's fans, who had tracked his pop career, began to feel he was weirding out, rather, and certainly Scott 3 marked a huge change in his style and in his career as well, of course. This is a podcast from the Media Motel, episode 236 to be precise. It's a winter special, and although I'm recording this on the morning of Boxing Day 2015, I'm not featuring any Christmas songs, so if you're listening to this way into the future, then, well, hello. And don't worry, no sleigh bells and no let the bells ring out for Christmas or whatever.
I could be a millionaire if I had the money. I could own a mansion. No, I don't think I'd like that. But I might write a song that makes you laugh. Now that would be funny. And you could tell your friends in England you'd like that. But now I've chosen aeroplanes and boats to come between us. And a line or two on paper wouldn't go amiss. How is Worcestershire Is it still the same between us? Do you still use television to send you fast asleep? Can you last another week? Does the system still leak? Or have you found a man to mend it? Oh, and by the way, how's your broken heart? Is that mended too? I miss you. I miss you. I really do. I've been reading Browning, Keats and William Wordsworth, and they all seem to be saying the same thing for me. Well, I like the words they use, and I like the way they use them, you know. Home thoughts from abroad is such a beautiful poem. And I know how Robert Browning must have felt, 'cause I'm feeling the same way about you. Wondering what you're doing and if you need some help. Do I still occupy your mind? Am I being so unkind? Do you find it very lonely? Or have you found someone to laugh with? Oh, and by the way, are you laughing now? 'Cause I'm not. I miss you. I miss you. I really do.
Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening by Robert Frost. Whose woods are these? I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep.
For patient and wise in affairs of all kind, modest and mild, without too much pride. She hadn't a dime. Now you're the young man that travels afar. Find me a gem I can have as my wife, never yearn or pine for flocks or for kine. And I'll conjure a plan that will charm her mind. Let no blemish or shame to her name. Honest in heart and gentle in name. No hatred or lies to be heard in her voice, but cheerful.
Another delicious segment evoking the sights, sounds and perhaps even more so the feelings of winter, the short days, seeing your breath in front of you and perhaps reflecting back on the year gone by. First we heard Clifford T. Ward and Home Thoughts from Abroad, then the great American poet Robert Frost, written at his house in Vermont in the early 1920s, about a rider pausing with his horse to watch the woods filling up with snow. It's a really wonderful, moving poem, and miles to go before I sleep. And then in the third of this oral triptych, the wonderful Irish band Altan, with the lovely voice of Mairead Nimwinny, the Pretty Young Girl. And I don't know if you spotted her, but that Altan track, Pretty Young Girl, also featured on guest vocals Dolly Parton. If you like that Altan track, then I really highly recommend the album on which it's featured. The album is called The Blue Idol, and it's on Spotify. I checked this morning if you'd like to hear more of that album, of that band. I know everyone has their own favourite places and memories of the winter time. A few years ago, I was in the Yorkshire Dales in the depths of winter and walking up hills and down dales, of course, in thick snow. It was quite an experience, but I suppose because I grew up here, my favourite place in winter is the Surrey Hills. And maybe, perhaps it's the smaller scale, in a way, the Yorkshire Dales Lake District and so on, they can feel a bit overwhelming. Now, I know when Paul Simon wrote this next track, the last thing on his mind was Leith Hill, Chiddingfold Forest, Ranmore Common. But this track makes me think of walking through Shear or Gomshall on a winter's afternoon and maybe the sound of a train in the distance.
Ooh. He was doggedly determined that he would get her. He was old, he was young. From time to time, he'd tip his heart, but each time she withdrew. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Well, eventually the boy and the girl get married. Sure enough, they have a son. And though they both were occupied with the child she carried, disagreements had begun. And in a while it just fell apart. It wasn't hard to do. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Two disappointed believers, two people playing the game. Negotiations and love songs are often mistaken for one and the same. And now the man and the woman, they remain in contact. Let us say it's for the child. With disagreements about the meaning of a marriage contract, conversations hard and wild. But from time to time, he just makes her laugh. She cooks a meal or two. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. Everybody loves the sound of a train in the distance. Everybody thinks it's true. What is the point of this story? What information pertains? The thought that life could be better is woven indelibly into our hearts and our brains.
My name is Terence Dackham. This is podcast episode 236 from the Media Motel, a seasonal special reflecting winter. I really love this time of year. I'm not a sun worshipper at all. I mean, give me a foggy, chilly, even snowy day out and about, heading to a pub in a small village for lunch. You know, you can keep your swimming pools and your tequila sunrises and your wasps and your sun cream. I'll have the hot chocolate and the log fires over that any time. If you stumbled across this podcast by accident, hello. This isn't the normal format. Usually it's me and the remarkably splendid Juliet Harris. We review politics, sport and the arts each week. So feel free to subscribe if you'd like to hear more of that. It's always free and usually quite topical. All good, nothing bad. Here's another song that would sound great, headphones on, walking through the woods on a winter's morning.
Thank you. this morning.
Snowman by Wallace Stevens. One must have a mind of winter to regard the frost and the boughs of the pine trees crusted with snow, and have been cold a long time to behold the junipers shagged with ice, the spruces rough in the distant glitter of the January sun, and not to think of any misery in the sound of the wind, in the sound of a few leaves, which is the sound of the land. full of the same wind that is blowing in the same bare place. For the listener who listens in the snow, and nothing himself, beholds nothing that is not there, and the nothing that is.
Time, I've been passing time, watching trains go by. All of my life, lying on the sand, watching seabirds fly, wishing there would be someone waiting home for me. Something's telling me it might. It's telling me it might be you. All of my life, looking back as lovers were walking past. All of my life, wondering how they met and what makes it last. Telling me it might be you. It's telling me it might be you. So many quiet walks to take, so many dreams to wake, and there's so much love to
a danger that rumour might get classified, perhaps even written off, as a middle-of-the-road Karen Carpenter copyist. But that would be a deep injustice. She's one of the warmest voices in contemporary music, and she's at her best when interpreting the songs of others. In this case, Stephen Bishop's It Might Be You. Before that, The Snowman, a piece from the American poet Wallace Stevens, Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Wallace Stevens. If you enjoyed that poem, it's worth exploring info about him, Wallace Stevens, if you'd like to know more about him. He couldn't make a decent living from writing or poetry, so he spent much of his life working for an insurance company in Connecticut. But he used to make these mysterious visits to Florida that nearly always ended up with some sort of incident taking place, either getting drunk with Robert Frost or, notably, on another occasion, brawling in the street with Ernest Hemingway. It was a tussle that led to Wallace Stevens breaking his hand, thumping Hemingway on the jaw. So quite an intriguing figure. Before that, one of my favourite musicians and from one of my most listened to albums from the last couple of years, Beck and Morning. Don't forget, I'll run through all the tracks and poems featured at the end of this podcast. And you can always find me on Twitter if you want to ask me about anything. I'm on Twitter under my real name. There's no escape. Terence Dackham. The Twitter at thing is Sir Terence.
Tell me something, give me hope for the night. We don't know how we feel. We're just praying that we're doing this right. Though that's not the way it seems. Summer gone, now winter's on its way. I will miss the days we had. The days we had. I will miss the days we had.
The Darkling Thrush by Thomas Hardy. I leant upon a coppice gate when frost was spectre grey, and winter's dregs made desolate the weakening eye of day. The tangled vine stems scored the sky like strings of broken lyres, and all mankind that haunted nigh had sought their household fires. The land's sharp features seemed to be the century's corpse outlent. His crypt, the cloudy canopy, the wind, his death lament. The ancient pulse of germ and birth was shrunken hard and dry, and every spirit upon earth seemed fervorless as I. At once a voice arose among the bleak twigs overhead, in a full-hearted evensong of joy illimited. An aged thrush, frail, gaunt, and small, in blast-beruffled plume, had chosen thus to fling his soul upon the growing gloom. So little cause for carolings of such ecstatic sound was written on terrestrial things, afar or nigh around, that I could think there trembled through his happy good-night air some blessed hope whereof he knew, and I was unaware.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your house deep in the desert. Are you living for nothing now? Hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes. And Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night when you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Ah, the last time we saw ya, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train, but she never turned up. I mean, Lily Marlene. So you treated some woman to a flake of your life. And when she got home, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see James away. She sends her regards.
We had something of a Thomas Hardy sandwich there with Hardy's poem The Darkling Thrush in between those two delicious tracks. We tend to think of Thomas Hardy as a novelist, but he thought of himself as a poet, and of course his ashes are at Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey, although rather ghoulishly his heart is buried with his wife in Dorset. She's dead too, for clarity. Otherwise, it could have been a bit awkward, I suppose. First, we heard from one of my favourite contemporary bands, from the debut album of Seattle's The Head and the Heart. I played Winter Song. And after Thomas Hardy, with his heart intact in this case, what may seem an unlikely combination, Jennifer Warnes, also from Seattle, a lifelong friend and collaborator of Leonard Cohen. And that was the title track from her outstanding album of Cohen's songs that she released back in 1987. It really is a glorious album. I really can't recommend it too highly. We heard Famous Blue Raincoat. It's 4 a.m, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. We're heading towards the end of this wintry special. Here's another song that evokes for me glorious misty days in the heart of the winter. This is Van Morrison.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, can I hear the sailors cry? Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic.
By William Shakespeare. When icicles hang by the wall, and Dick the shepherd blows his nail, and Tom bears logs into the hall, and milk comes frozen home in pail, when blood is nipped and ways befoul, then nightly sings the staring owl, to woo, to wit, to woo, a merry note, while greasy Joan doth keel the pot. When all around the wind doth blow, and coughing drowns the parson's saw, and birds sit brooding in the snow,
and Marion's nose looks red and raw. When roasted crabs hiss in the bowl, then nightly sings the staring owl. To woo, to wit, to woo, a merry note, while greasy Joan doth keel the pot.
Turning brown and summertime is falling.
First, we heard Van Morrison at his very peak from the Moondance album and Into the Mystic. Then a rather chirpy poem for William Shakespeare, Winter, and that was followed by Joni Mitchell's wonderful description of the season. Now the warriors of winter, they gave a cold triumphant shout, and all that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. See the geese in chevron flight, flapping and racing on before the snow. Absolutely wonderful, Joni Mitchell and Urge for Going. Thanks to Rona on her island. Special thanks to Tom O'Bedlam for his this is absolutely splendid readings of our poems today. And of course, thanks to you for listening. We're back to normal for our next podcast, and I hope you'll join us for that. I said I would give a list of the songs and poems I've played today, so here we go. We started with Paul Weller and Wild Wood. Follow that by Josh Rouse, Winter in the Hamptons. First poem we heard was Robert Hayden, Those Winter Sundays. Then we had The Bird and the Bee, How Deep Is Your Love. Followed that with Everything But the Girl with Meet Me in the Morning, which is from the Language of Life album. Scott Walker, Winter Night. Our next poem was William Shakespeare, How Like a Winter Hath My Absence Been. Then Lindisfarne from Fog on the Tyne, January Song. Next up came Clifford T. Ward, Home Thoughts from Abroad. Robert Frost's poem then, Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. Altan from the album The Blue Idol, The Pretty Young Girl. Paul Simon, Train in the Distance. Then we heard Beck with Morning. Wallace Stevens, the man who punched Ernest Hemingway, with The Snowman. Then we had Rumour, It Might Be You. The Head and the Heart, Winter Song. Thomas Hardy, The Darkling Thrush. Jennifer Warne's famous blue raincoat. And a few minutes ago, we just heard there Van Morrison's Into the Mystic. William Shakespeare again with Winter. Joni Mitchell's gorgeous Urge for Going. I'll leave you with the beguiling and captivating track from The Unthanks. This is Sad February.
Cold February, and all is not well. There's few will sleep easy this night. Down on the dockside, grim, silent men standing under the pale yellow light. There's scarcely a murmur and laughter, there's none of whispering, there's barely a sound. For their thoughts are away down there in the bay, where it's said that the lead's field is down. Bleak February, a cruel bitter wind stirs up the black briny foam. Out there on the sea is no place to be, far better by the fireside. Not for the sailor, the soft easy chair. He's out there earning his bread. But tonight there are ten who'll work never again, counted among the drowned dead. Dog February, flakes of snow drift over, bowed heads on the stray. By the breakwater side and along by the gare, they wait for the first streaks of day. And over the sand dunes and over the bar, see a few feet of
shore. Sad February.
as few will sleep easy this night. Down at the dockside, grim, silent men standing under the pale yellow light. For down there at Tees Mouth, the lad's field is drowned, and wither every man of her crew. 10 men who'll not see the springtime begin, nor yet see the cold winter through.
You have been listening to a DACM Media production.